Courtney Forrest, driver of the Monster Energy Flavor Pack Top Fuel Dragster on the NHRA Drag Racing Circuit, and your two-time Top Fuel World Champion. And you're on the road with Dane with WGN.
WGN high atop Chicago in the Stylized Studio, and excited to have on the line. She is recharged, she is rested, she is ready to race, and the two-time and reigning NHRA World Top Fuel Champion, the one and only Brittany Force. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. So I wanted to ask you this, and this is it. Last time we got a chance to talk was right before the holidays. You were getting ready to relax, kind of kick back, just bask in the glow of the championship. But as sort of the racing world comes to life, it's kind of like spring here in Chicago. You know, some trees are getting the leaves, and you can sort of see signs of it. You had Daytona IndyCar racing in St. Pete, you guys coming up. Can you feel it, right, as those other series are setting the stage?
Yeah, I'm excited to, you know, just get this season going. We've been tested in Gainesville, you know, the last few weeks, and we got rain, so we had to, you know, come a week later. Anxious to get there, anxious to get our season going, and the best part, you know, after such an incredible season, again, just ready to get going, ready to get back to doing what we love.
So when it comes up to the difference for the Florida start, you know, living in California, that's sort of the way that it starts and has started forever. It's like a home game, right? Does it feel different? I know that fans are excited about sort of the switch up and the change up, but for you, the pacing of a season as it starts, is it different?
It definitely is different. Since day one, it's been Pomona's my home track. So it is a little different, but, I want to go back to our old layout. That's what I like. That's fine. But I think it'll be good for the sport. It's just changing it up. And on top of it, it's the Pep call out. So it's two races in one. So it's going to be a lot of excitement at the kickoff race of the season.
So as like the reigning champion, like how do you look at this? Because on one side of it, you think to yourself, well, this is an opportunity. It's not broke. Don't fix it. You have this dialed in. You can kind of coast, right? Or is it the kind of thing that you're thinking, okay, we have this momentum. We want to double down. Everybody's going to be gunning for you. Is there almost more pressure? You'd think there'd be less. Is there more?
There's always pressure, no matter where you're at, whether it's, you know, your sponsor standing on the line, you know, right behind your car, or it's the opening race of the season, the last race of the season. There's always something added to it. Right now, we feel though. We have a number one in a car, and it, you know, proves that we ended our season strong. So for us, it just motivates us. It pushes us, you know, to get going, and we want to repeat. We want to do that again. So we're excited. There's pressure everywhere. It's just finding ways to, you know, calm it down and use it for motivation.
So when it comes to the tracks, the fans obviously love it, and the NHRA, and of course the listeners know that every place has their own vibe, their own personality, everything, whether it's like the in the fan zone, whether it's the track itself, the crowd, whether it's the parties, the pits, any of that stuff, it's all different. But for you, for the drivers, and I know too, you know, the team, whether it's the altitude or things, they're doing different things. Each track is different for them to prepare the car. But for you, the drivers, it's all about consistency, right? Because you want that best run every single time. You want to do the same exact great thing every single time. So for you, outside of, you know, when you're enjoying the time at the track with sponsors, are all the tracks the same? Or I mean, because it all happens so fast.
No, every track is different. And that's where my crew chief comes in. Every run we've ever made down every single track. And, you know, we really will be looking back on, you know, what we did last season, what we did, you know, the last few seasons. I've been with them since 2019. And also now having a teammate, looking at their information. But yes, every racetrack is unique in its own way. It just puts a new challenge when you come in every single weekend for your setup.
So one of the big things on the calendar, especially for people around here or fans, right, that have been out there, it's a great facility. The Coliseum of Racing is Route 66 is going to be back in action. And so a lot of people are going to be making that pilgrimage to come see it. Of course, Chicago fans are super, super excited. Just your thoughts on that. Obviously, it's great to be back in the Midwest. A lot of Chicago fans of yours are going to love to see you. But your thoughts on that track being back in rotation?
I'm excited to have it, you know, have the racetrack back. It was, you know, I was bummed to see it go. And now it's been 3 years and, you know, we're going back to Chicago. It's Peak's headquarters. And, you know, it's, we're going in early to do a bunch of events, and it's a track. I don't know why we went away from it. I'm bummed that we did, but again, glad to see it back. And now I'm really looking at it as I'd like to have a win there. When we left, I thought, my first thought was, dang it, we never won there. And we don't know if this track will come back or not. So again, glad to return, and we'll be doing some exciting things with Peak.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to be looking forward to that. I know we've seen you with Peak at different events in the area, whether it's with World of Wheels or the some of the Mika Moto auctions and some of that kind of stuff. And that kind of brings me to one of the questions that the listeners had, too, is when it comes to, like, your regular cars, obviously you're driving the fastest cars in the world, you know, on a regular basis for your day job. But do you enjoy cars, or is it just part of the family business? Is it just something that you do for work? You know, do you like regular cars, or maybe muscle cars or sports cars? What do you like?
We are Chevy people, so I have a Chevy Silverado, and I love the thing. It is an awesome looking truck. I wish some of the racetracks were more drivable, because I'd drive it to every track if I could. But being out here in California, there's only a handful that I drive to. But we are Chevy people, so we love the Chevys. I love the Silverado. I've driven a bunch of Chevys, and right now the Silverado is definitely my pick.
Any old classic cars? Of course, the Silverado is obviously very practical, right? And there's a lot of fans who are listening are going to get out to the Chevy dealers and purchase one of those because of your endorsement, for sure. But are there any, like, old, cool classic cars that you like, or maybe that your dad liked that were sitting around the house that you enjoyed?
My dad has a museum just filled with them. And when my sisters and I were kids, we'd climb in it all and pretend to drive them. But, he just has a ton of cars for years. He has them upstairs. And my biggest thing is, why don't you ever drive them? He's a collector. He likes to look at them, but he will not take them out. So maybe I can convince him to let me take one of his cars out, take it for a ride. He has a nice Corvette upstairs, so I wouldn't mind taking that out.
Yeah, trade him. Let him, throw him the keys of the Silverado. Say, hey, go. Just go.
I'll swap you.
Go crazy. I know this is going to happen a ton of times this year. And one of the questions from the listeners is, how do you celebrate? When we had John, you mentioned, in the off season, when you're, celebrating, kicking back, it's some wine, maybe binge watch some Netflix series. So how does Brittany Force celebrate after a race? We do a thing called tequila at the track. Do you enjoy any, I know the wine for sure, right? But is there any other beverages or things that you and the team kind of relax or celebrate with after a win?
Our team, we're big tequila people. That's one thing we all agree on, is tequila. They like it straight. I like my tequila mixed. I like it mixed in margarita, monster, whatever I could find. But yes, we definitely have our ways of celebrating. We do team dinners, and we always find time to, go out and celebrate our wins or victories. And we've also done events in the past, going to Supercross together, where we all get together and do things like that in Indianapolis. So we find time for it, for sure. It would definitely be wine for me. They're usually on beer, but we do agree on tequila.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, and last thing, you mentioned as you get into the season, we talked about the other series starting up, whether it's NASCAR or IndyCar. You brought up Supercross, and that's one of the things that I don't think gets maybe enough attention. A lot of the drivers from all the different series love and appreciate drivers, riders from other series, and there's that appreciation where they're familiar with other people in the sport that are doing really cool things at a top level. But your thoughts on the Supercross side, because that's one of the things, whereas you get drivers, I know a lot of IndyCars, NASCAR guys love Supercross too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I Supercross and PBR are probably my two favorites that I try to get to. I went to New York PBR, Madison Square Gardens in January. It was incredible. Absolutely love going to that. PBR, it's crazy. I've never been to an event like that. And I will watch this thing, start to finish. And normally I get bored in events and, hey, let's go walk around and find something to eat. But PBR, start to finish. And it's honestly, it's the same with Supercross. I'm bummed. I miss both Anaheims. I miss Anaheim. And I don't know when hopefully we can get to Supercross at some point. I'll have to look at our schedule. But I do like Supercross and I do like PBR.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's going to be a great season coming up with the Gator Nationals in Florida. Brittany Force will be right there defending her championship as she goes for that third title in Top Fuel. So, Brittany, we'll let you get back to it. No, there's a lot to do before you start. And thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.